Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word!
Yes?
Another show, another opener.
Yeah. Because we like your stories.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, why?
What's they're just boring. I bore myself, Manus. It's the same tragic Larry David-esque turn of events week after week.
No, but the thing is, what I like about it is you're coming out of something. You were definitely in something.
Oh, man.
Let's face it. You were in you were in a vortex for the last, at least a month, you've been in a vortex.
Yeah, well, you know, Halloween is on a Monday this year. And if that doesn't sum up how shitty 2016 has been, I don't know what does.
Okay. Let's back it up. Now, why does that affect?
Who puts Halloween on a Monday? That's awful on many levels.
The Mayans. It's from the Mayan calendar. I don't know.
Mayan, actually. Mayan calendar ended in 2012, so you're not right there.
Oh. Well, what calendar are we on now?
Is this the
Christian
calendar?
Roman.
Is it a
I don't know.
Something with a moon?
Nicole loves to Google.
Yeah. No.
I'm going to Google that.
I'm saying, you don't find that awful? That's awful on so many levels. Number one.
No, because you love Halloween. See, I'm not a big Halloween fan. Love the Halloween.
Here's the thing. Like, last year, it was enjoyable for me because we got my mom to go, and we dressed her as a Ninja Turtle.
Oh, hang on.
It is a Gregorian calendar.
Gregorian.
I knew that.
So Monday is Halloween.
Yes.
Yes.
So now my mom's not going, which is just ruins everything for me. She's not going. She can't go because she works on a Monday, and then there's no good parties, and then your kids have school the next day. It's just the whole thing. I don't know.
So you're not going to participate?
To participate. I have small humans who like sugar.
Weren't you? Oh, no, you were Rosie the Riveter one year. I remember seeing a picture of you on the internet, Rosie the Riveter.
Last year, I was Splinter.
I don't know who Splinter is.
He's a rat. He's a rat from the Ninja Turtle.
I didn't see that picture.
And this year, because my mom's not going to go, I think I have to be a frog. Because Lou...
What's Lou want to be?
She wants to be Tiana.
Who's Tiana?
Well, this is what's interesting about this.
And the Frog.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
She's the New Orleans princess, and she has a frog.
Okay.
Someone has to be the frog.
What about Phoenix? He's a little frog.
No, Phoenix wants to be Bruce Lee, I think.
Oh, wow. Okay. What's Heidi going to be?
I don't know, actually. You make a very good point.
Yeah, what is
usually
Heidi?
Yeah, because why isn't she the freaking frog?
The year that you were Rosie the Riveter, wasn't Heidi Wonder Woman?
She was Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
I
remember
that
picture.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my screensaver for the longest time.
Yeah.
It made me really happy. How much you want to bet she's not going to answer?
Does she know we're doing the podcast today?
Yeah, and that means she won't answer the phone. Yeah, I wish you'd ask her why she won't be the damn frog.
Okay, I can handle that.
Yeah, why the F should I be the frog?
Well, it depends on if you don't have any other plans, then you have to be the frog. And she's not going to answer.
She knows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she knows what the question's probably going
to
be.
I think she does. This is disgusting to me, just all the way around. Now I realize, you're right.
You have reached
the nerve. Thing. All right, whatever. Anyway, so...
Okay, so...
yeah. Okay, well, that's it. Now, let's talk about life.
That was a really long departure.
You know what I want to talk about? Because it's so shocking, even though it's not an episode segment one. Oh, it's Heidi. Hold on a second. Just a minute. Honey.
Yes.
Honey.
Yeah.
Why aren't you going to be the frog?
The frog?
Yeah.
The costume is too big.
I don't think so. I mean, we're not that far apart in height.
Honey? I think it's more of like I think just enough. You're just tall enough. I don't know. Is that what they said, that you're going to be the frog?
No, you. You told me I had to be the frog.
Well, I asked your brother, and he didn't seem too keen.
But why can't
you... And then we asked your mom, and she can't do it.
But why can't...
I guess I could be a frog.
Yeah.
Phoenix wanted you to be a blow-up T-Rex with him. Okay. I'm not sure which his word.
That'd be cute.
Well, yeah, I'll be the T-Rex. You can be the frog.
Okay.
You know she's.
You can't sit down in yours at all.
That's all right. I'm fine with that.
And there's a fan in the costume to keep it inflated.
Oh my god.
I know the one she's talking about. It's a big old poofy T-Rex.
Maybe
it's awesome, right?
Maybe I'll be the frog.
It comes in kid sizes too.
Okay. I don't know. I am not feeling so good actually. but I'll, my throat has been hurting like crazy, but I'll call you later.
Okay. I love you.
I love you too.
Wait, does Janice want to be the frog?
No.
Janice, you could be the frog.
Heidi, don't you have to go?
Janice, you'd be the perfect frog.
What about Jake?
Jake's got plans. It's Halloween. But Manus doesn't. Manus is a loser. Come on, Manus.
It's on a Monday.
This is perfect for you. Manus.
I'll see if I can get the day off work.
Manus, we'll fly you out. Come on. Okay, honey, I'll work on this.
Okay.
Good thinking.
That would be fun.
Good thinking. I agree. That would be fun. That's better than my mom is the frog.
What about Cody?
No, Cody has a daughter. Manus has nothing. Manus is perfect.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Heidi.
Okay.
Bye.
Great idea.
Bye, guys.
Bye, honey. What was that? Nicole?
Jake.
The dog.
Okay. Ever a disappointment.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just standing here.
Yeah, you're not on your phone.
No, I'm not.
Nope.
I don't.
No.
I don't go on my phone.
No, I want to talk about this, but it's not an opener, and it's not even a segment. But I want to say it.
Okay. I'm not sure where
so
this
listen
is
to
be
this.
On the show, everybody, but...
Okay, so, ready?
Yeah.
I stopped drinking again.
Okay.
So I went through this phase...
yeah.
...where I was like, oh, for God's sake, you know? I'm like, if I want a glass of wine, I'm going to have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
And so I had, like, every night, and it could be, if I had tacos, I'd get a beer. Wouldn't drink the whole thing. Let's say half a beer, three quarters of a beer. Mm-hmm. Then let's say we'd go to dinner and we would get, you know, Mexican food, fajitas, and I'd be like, I'll have one tequila on the rocks.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even finish said drink for the most part. Sometimes I'd
but
have like a
it
glass
to compliment
of wine.
The meal.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, I put on 5 pounds. 5. And I refused to accept, right? I was like, I'm just not going to the gym as much. I like a little thicker, a little softer. And I was like, whatever. I'm just not working out as hard as I am. I haven't been as, you know, stringent about my diet, blah, blah, blah. So then I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to test this out. And I also, somebody was like, you know, alcohol is a depressant. And, you know, you've heard that, right? You've heard it a million times, but you're like, oh, give me a break, a depressant, a glass of wine, come on. But I thought to myself, you know something? Like, and I can tell how, like, my PMS was horrendous.
Yeah.
Like, boobs killing me. Sorry for the men who are listening. So with that said, like, killing me, swollen, bloated, like, just the world is ending kind of PMS. And always so bad when I drink, right? So I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm gonna get off of this again. Stopped drinking, and I mean, not 2 weeks later, I was 5 pounds lighter. 5 pounds. Totally different. Night and day. Night and day. And you know what's interesting about this, Janice, is that it's not the math. What's five drinks a week? 500 calories? It's fascinating to me. As we talk about metabolism, right? And your hormones and your biochemistry. Yeah. This alcohol tips me, I'm an estrogen dominant female. And I have theories about why. Like if I'm not careful in the sun, I get melasma, which is called the pregnancy mask. You get like pigmentation on your face.
Okay.
I actually drive around in my car now with a handkerchief tied around my head. People think I'm a member of like the Taliban because the light comes through the window and pigments my face. And sunblock, it goes right through sunblock.
Wow.
Yeah, I could wear a burkini at this point, okay? So
what was I talking about?
Alcohol.
Alcohol.
Booze. So
thank you.
So anyway, booze. So I think that when I was a teenager, or no, a little older, I would break out all the time, like cystic acne, though.
Okay.
And that generally is related to testosterone. And I had PCOS. Well, I have, but I don't have any symptoms of it right now. None that I notice, okay? Which is also related to having high levels of testosterone. Well, I got on Accutane. No one ever said anything to me about hormones, this, that, the other. Again, I was early 20s. To make a very long story short, it took away all the acne, but I started getting melasma.
Oh, interesting.
And one of my theories on this is that it shuts down a large part of your body's testosterone production. I have estrogen dominance. I carry weight in my lower body. I get melasma on my face. I have high levels of circulating estrogen in my system, which is not great for me. It's not good for breast cancer, this, that, the other. With that said, it's a different conversation. Alcohol is estrogenic in the body, but I mean, it changes. Think about this. Like, it takes no PMS, the worst PMS in the world. 5 pounds heavier, 5 pounds lighter. That's crazy, the effect that it's having on me. And it's just to me, like, it doesn't happen to everybody. It happens to me.
But don't forget, so you also stopped eating sugar. So you possibly were replacing your sugar fix with alcohol.
It was like, you know what? Enough of this. Like, oh my God, with the stringent, strict, and bleh, sick of it. And, you know, you have those moments where you kind of are like, I'm off the wagon, you know? Like, I just want a break. Yeah. And you're just like, you're so sick of being so regimented. And I am pretty good about stuff like that. And I was like, this is ridiculous. People have a glass of wine with dinner. And it tastes, I like the taste, like you don't get drunk off of a glass of wine. I like the taste of red wine or the taste of a beer or the ritual of the beverage. But dude, I mean, I guess I'm bringing this up because think about how powerful that is. That's some powerful stuff, man. Really, like drinking water. That's crazy to me. And I know like we've talked about it and, oh, metabolism is biochemistry, and it's all theory until you see it in practice.
Yeah.
It just blows my mind.
And you're right, though, it is very individual, because you could say, why is it affecting me so much like that? And it is true. I don't know.
I mean, it's just wild to me, like how, and I thought to myself, like, I was going to kind of put it out there, even though I'm sure most people would rather gouge their eyes out, but like, teetotal for 30 days and see what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, what's going to happen? It's not, like, no PMS. I didn't even know I was getting my period this past month. And the last one was horrendous.
I think one of the reasons why, I don't know this for a fact, but sometimes when people stop, they don't want to take that risk in stopping because it makes them question their dependency on it.
Interesting.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, okay, if I'm going to stop, you know, I've heard that many times. I'm going to stop drinking for a month.
Really?
A lot of people have said, yeah, you know what? You know what, Janice, I'm not drinking for 30 days. I'm like, okay, let's figure out why you're not drinking for 30 days. Many people have different reasons for it. But sometimes I think people stop drinking for 30 days, let's say, because they just don't want to admit that possibly.
It's got some power. Well, it definitely has some power, just like sugar has some power.
Absolutely.
And the question is what degree? Well, what upset me about it is I was like, okay, this is uncharacteristic for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, all right. And I was kind of talking about it with my shrink and I was like, why am I doing this? And it started to become like I started to feel almost like a serrated blade and I wanted to kind of just like take the edge off. Do you know
right?
what I'm
yes,
saying?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, that is the absolute wrong way to do it. And you know, alcohol is a depressant and blah, 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 blah. But I was like, then I'm like, all right, you know what? No, I'm going to focus on my brain chemistry and like eating clean and getting back to the gym and like really trying to fix my brain chemistry, because I do believe that at some point, and I have heard this before, like depression can become, it is biochemical, obviously, mm-hmm. serotonin. Now it can be triggered, of course, by circumstances in your life. Some people are naturally, you know, I don't presume to be a psychiatrist, but in my experience with it, and I can only speak for myself and from what I know from, you know, my mom and other individuals, that there are people who are, you know, dysthymic, who have a low grade depression. There are people that are bipolar. We know how serious brain chemistry is.
Sure.
And so you can go through a series of events that can almost trigger, well, that will trigger this brain chemistry. And then you kind of have a hard time getting out of it.
Yeah.
It becomes almost like a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
So I thought if this is going to contribute to me feeling darker or, you know, more depressive, like I don't want to do it. I want off of all of it. And I just, this dude, the physical, I can't get over. I mean, 2 weeks later, whoosh, ripped.
Yeah.
That's ripped. What I mean. Did nothing different.
I just think it's fascinating when people question alcohol, when they really question alcohol for whatever reason.
Crazy.
Whether it be depression, whether it be, you know what, possibly I might have a problem with it, whether it be weight, whether it be the sugar that you get out of alcohol. For whatever reason, I think it's really fascinating when you just take a moment and question it. And I think it brings up all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yesterday was a long day and it ended in a way that was extremely frustrating. And I was like, okay, breathe, you know, you're going to deal, you're going to get through, you know, just another, like every day there's another storm on the horizon and you're like, all right, you know, okay. And we went to dinner and I wanted so bad to get that glass of wine.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, well, I deserve this.
Sure.
A glass of wine for God. And then you're like, this is absurd. It's a glass of wine.
And then you start thinking about it. And obsessing about the stupid glass of wine,
yes.
whether you should have it or not have it. Blah, blah, blah.
And I didn't do it. I was like, I'm not doing it. Just because to prove that I'm in control, because I'm like that. But, oh my God, dude. First thing I was like, oh, I really want a glass of wine to take the serrated feeling that like, you know, that feeling where you're just like, okay, you know, and everybody is anxious.
I know.
We live in a culture that is like, anxiety is a way of life. It's crazy.
But it's so interesting that that's one of the things we, you know, and I'm coming up from a whole different angle than you, because I have issues with booze. I can't drink. I cannot drink. Or I'm yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when I think about it, it's because there's, and we've talked about this, the romanticizing of it.
Oh, yeah.
Booze is very romantic to many, right? It's like that.
So cigarettes to many.
Yes. Bingo. Ugh. It is. It's that you visualize it, you know, and we've talked about this before. And then you kind of go, okay, if I do that, then I'm going to do that. Then if you play the tape through, it's yep. like, oh, geez, you know.
Anyway, all I'm saying is the changes physically
that
over
happen.
Five drinks a week are insane. Insane. And I just keep going back to like, I go back to like the, what about the red wine and the heart health study? Was that bull? It must have been bullshit. That's got to be bullshit.
Wait a minute. What about
that study and the antioxidants? Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah. I say quit for a month, see what happens.
Well, your underpants stay where they're supposed to, too.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian. All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape, and best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
I have 5 scientific reasons to sleep naked, and so we've done this, so we'll say part two.
You have a part two to it?
I guess I do, yeah. You'll protect your testicles.
Okay, hang on a second. So
that came from Men's Health.
This is reasons why you, or things that will happen, things that
you
will
should sleep. Reasons why you should sleep in the nude.
And it's saying you'll, and one of the reasons is you'll protect your testicles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So even if you don't have testicles, I'm sure someone you know has testicles. You should tell them about this.
Okay.
Yeah. Ready? Sleeping in your underwear increases the odds that you'll get an infection in the worst possible place. I didn't know that. Jake, did you know this?
Who sleep? You know what? I gave my
I
sister.
I sleep in underwear and a t-shirt. We've talked about this, Manus.
I wear boxers usually, yeah. I feel it's comforting.
It says it keeps heat and moisture in, and bacteria thrive in warm environments.
Okay, wait a minute. The underpants you wear to bed, mm-hmm. are they the ones you've worn all day?
No.
Jake?
Wait. Yeah.
Oh, no.
See, that ain't right. So you have, now the underpants when you sleep at night, Jillian.
Yeah.
Do you wear the same underpants every night?
I'm not
to
a
sleep?
Big underpants wearer during the day.
So you're commando during the day.
I kind of, you know why? I get wedgies. And then I get butt sweat. I hate that.
Yeah, but butt sweat without underpants.
Swass.
I get swass. I've tried everything.
But if you
powders, all kinds of
but
stuff.
But then the swass goes into your pants.
What about,
no, but if I don't wear underwear, I don't get swass.
Oh.
I don't get it. Yeah, underwear gives me swass. And I can't go to the doctor and ask them to shoot Botox in my butt cheeks. But I've thought about it.
Some people do that?
No, but I thought about it. Yeah. I get it in my armpits. Because I didn't want to put aluminum in my armpits. And that natural stuff doesn't work for me.
Okay, let's kind of reorganize here.
Well, I'm saying.
But I'm just saying.
Testicles.
So you wear, fresh
granny
underpants?
Panties. Yeah, fresh, clean, yeah, grannies. Yeah.
Every night. And Jake
Love
wears
them.
The same ones he's worn
the boxers.
All day. Wow, okay.
Yeah, another one, I guess this is, well, these I know aren't in there. Well, these ones came from Men's Health, but you'll nurture your sperm.
Wait a minute, this is all about guys. What do you mean you'll nurture?
Well, these women have husbands and things and boyfriends. And what if they want to get pregnant? They need they are invested in these sperm as much as anybody else.
So sleeping naked
will
nurture your sperm.
Yeah, it says the scrotum needs to be just, and the just is italicized, just the right temperature in order to optimize sperm production. That perfect temperature is 95 to 96 degrees, just cooler than the rest of your body, which is probably why they hang outside of the body, I'm guessing, which is what they're doing out there.
Yeah.
Flopping. Yeah, for the sake of your future children, consider freeballing, though.
Huh. Oh, that's what they're calling it, freeballing.
Yeah, that's a common term, right, Jake? Freeballing.
Yeah.
Commandoing, freeball.
Oh. But you could start that at any time, right? It's not going to ruin you forever.
I'm not sure. I don't know. They didn't address that.
Okay.
I don't know. It's interesting. You'll get closer to your partner. Skin-on-skin contact. Well, we know this one releases the hormone oxytocin, which is how moms bond with babies. Actually.
And you know what? When my nephew
reduces stress.
Had his baby, his wife had him take his shirt off.
Yeah, skin-on-skin.
Skin-on-skin.
Yeah.
They said it was very important.
Oh,
and I've never heard that.
Oh, yeah, fuzzy bear.
That's not going to work.
Wow. Fuzzy bear.
Jake, look at you and your dad, Harry.
Jake's a bear.
Bears. You're bears.
70s bear.
He's a bear.
I think that's in for the hipsters now.
Yes, finally my time has come.
Yeah,
but that's I didn't know that with a and I thought it was very.
Oh yeah,
see my nephew sitting there with a brand new baby without his shirt on.
Isn't
I thought,
cute?
Wow.
Yeah, it decreases stress though, because it does release baby or no baby. It releases skin on skin. Theoretically, releases oxytocin, and it's a big stress manager, a bonder.
Okay.
And we talked about this one. I do remember this one from our last podcast.
Okay.
It ignites your metabolism, Because they say staying cool throughout the night may help rev your metabolism, according to a 2014 study in the Journal of Diabetes. That's enough, potentially, for me right there.
To stay cool or to sleep naked.
Yeah.
Or to stay cool in bed. Yeah, you know, that makes sense.
But what if you have an earthquake?
Well, this is true. This is true. That's why if you got to run or an emergency or a burglar.
And you can't sleep naked when you have kids.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Let me tell you. No. No.
I know the odd time when I have slept naked.
Creepy
shorts.
I'm not
going to tell you why. But
why?
It makes me nervous to think if I have to get up.
Why?
You know, just sometimes.
Why?
Just like to feel the sheets upon my skin. I'm just talking about the...
A boot?
The private times.
You sleep naked for the private times? I thought you were an afternooner.
Well, just saying. I like to, I fall asleep after all the time.
You get in bed at the afternoon, take care of things, go night-night in the nude.
I don't anymore because I work full-time now.
Is this when you were boozing that you used to do that?
No, or? I'm just saying that.
Sober you did that.
If there's a time in the afternoon when you want to have a little time by yourself, I take my clothes off. I don't just put my hand down there and... I'm just not down there rooting around trying to find
the imagery on that's not good.
No, trying to find gold in a sack. I'm just I just like the feeling.
Okay. Well, yeah, if you have kids, it's just not a reality.
But if you should keep your clothes by in case there's a burglar.
A burglar.
Yeah.
Or an earthquake.
Or an earthquake.
Yeah.
Then
So don't do any of this.
Okay.
If you live in an earthquake zone or you have kids.
Don't.
You could be robbed.
Is there any other tips? Or was that it?
It's a sequel.
Oh, God.
It's like an add-on.
Oh, my God.
What do you have? What to do when you buy clothes you don't wear? Oh, freaking riveting. Hold on. Let me tease the shit out of that segment. Coming up, stay with us. What to do with clothes you bought that you don't wear?
There's a whole psychology behind
it. You're not going to want to miss this.
I'm telling you, there's a psychology.
You are not going to want to miss this.
You know what? I'd like
Let's see what people think about this on Twitter, Manus.
I'd like to snap your neck with my thighs right now. Just give it a quick snap.
Jillian Michaels, Twitter.
Clothes or no clothes?
Good one, Jake. At Manus.
All right, so on the line, we have Amanda, who's got a question about running.
Okay.
When you're with child.
Oh!
So this is good timing.
Amanda, congratulations!
Thank you. It's so good to talk to you, Jillian.
Oh my gosh, likewise. But how far along are you?
So I'm about 10 weeks.
Oh my God, that's so exciting. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. The first, up until about a week or two ago, I was nauseous all the time.
Yeah.
And had a lot of food aversion. But things are starting to calm down a little bit better now. And so, you know, I'm getting back into real life and eating real food. And, you know, it's good.
I would send you a freaking copy of my new book, but I don't even have a galley. They've rushed it to production. I can give it to you when you're... How many weeks are you going to be? You're going to be... Oh, you'll only be 4 months. You'll be about four months. I'll get your information. I'll send you a copy. It's literally for women just like you who are currently pregnant.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I've been waiting for it.
My gosh.
I never expected it to happen this soon. And so, you know, it's a little bit of surprise, but we're very happy.
Oh, that's wonderful. So what's the question?
So my question is, I've been running for years. Not anything serious, just a couple times a week. A couple of miles, like 2 or 3 miles, so nothing like, you know, super serious.
Uh-huh.
I ran a half marathon a couple of years ago, but that was, you know, not something that I'm willing to do again.
No problem. You don't need to.
True desire. Yeah. So before I found out I was pregnant, I actually signed up for a 10K that is raising money for St. Jude Children's Hospital. And so it's a fundraiser and, you know, raise money for my family and friends and all of that. So I'm hoping that I can still run it. It's beginning of December. And it's 10K, so it's only 6 miles.
Okay, maybe 5 months.
But I have read a lot of articles about how if you were running before, you can continue running, like it's okay for the baby and all of that.
That is the rule of thumb. And in fact, it can increase mommies who exercise. I mean, I go on and on and on about this in the book, but the benefits of fitness for your child are enormous. They have less stressful deliveries. They have better cardiovascular conditioning themselves. It's incredible, the benefits. And the key is exactly that you're maintaining your level of intensity and fitness that you had prior to pregnancy. So it's not the time to go, ooh, I'm going to up the ante. Or no, that's not advantageous. And it's also not the time, it really isn't the time to run a marathon, even though women nowadays are like, look at what I can do pregnant. And we've gone to this opposite extreme, you know, whereas several decades ago, it was like, oh, you know, you poor precious thing, and it was treated like a condition, and everybody handled pregnant women like as though they were fragile and breakable, which, you know, is totally absurd and ridiculous. But now it's like, I squatted 300 pounds, and then I delivered the baby on the gym floor, and then I posted it on Instagram, and that's not smart either. You know, the answer is obviously common sense and maintaining your level of fitness. Now, with that said, of course, you want to make sure there are no complications with the pregnancy. You want to check with your doctor first. If you have any bleeding, if you get any contractions, you know, I have all that stuff outlined in there. But if you notice something, then yes, of course, you would stop and you would contact your doctor. But that's the chances of that are extraordinarily slim. And if
so,
5K,
so I'm running like 2 or 3 miles at this point. Is it okay to like slowly increase up to like that 6 miles, or would you not even recommend that?
It's about intensity level, not duration. So so for example, if you were running, so there used to be this old rule about heart rate. And now, now we use, a better gauge is the Borg scale, and not going above a certain number on the Borg scale. So the key here is keeping yourself cool. So you want to run indoors if you can, where there's air conditioning. You don't want to get overheated. That's just not a great idea in general. You want to make sure you stay hydrated, and you want to make sure that you can carry on a conversation. Not like, you know, oh yeah, and then I went to that, but you can talk. Essentially, the talk test. In fact, I have a little.
I kind of do like intervals, and so it's like 5 minutes running and then 1 minute walking, just repeated until, you know, I do not like get over, like, you know, get my heart rate up too high or anything like that.
You really want to be at what's considered like a 13 on the Borg scale of like somewhat hard. You know, really, you want to be able to talk. That's the key.
Okay.
And so it isn't so much about, oh, you know, that would be better for you than running crazy sprints that you had never done before.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
That's the key. And the other thing is, you know, you'll only be 5 months at that point. So your center of gravity won't be that far off, and you're not doing anything extremely explosive or plyometric or load-bearing or crunching down on your abdomen. And also remember, just listen to your body. But Heidi, I mean, she trained with Andrea Orbeck, who is a pregnancy fitness specialist, and she created the fitness regimen program within the book. And, I mean, Andy had her, she was bounding on the treadmill at 9 months. We were trying to bounce the kid out of there. No go. But, no go, buddy. But, I mean, yeah, she was, you know, it wasn't entirely comfortable, but she was jogging. I mean, and you don't want to run a marathon. And always talk to your doctor, but it's about that level of intensity. That's the key. You don't want to go beyond your level of intensity.
Right. So the reason that I actually raised this question, because I had read basically what you've told me in a lot of articles, but I got a book that was like, it's called Your Fit Pregnancy that talked about running while pregnant and how it's okay for baby, but that it can cause problems for like the mom's pelvic floor. And so it's like, could be harmful to like me, but not necessarily to my baby. Do you know anything about that?
No. Not if you're the real concern for your pelvic floor is if you're not exercising at all. That's the concern, is that you get atrophy. But, like, you should definitely, like, so we have a bunch of exercises in the book to strengthen and condition your pelvic floor. So, yes, this wouldn't, I wouldn't want it to be your only form of exercise. I would, but right. But the thing is not, running is going to damage your pelvic floor. Like, you want to do exercises to strengthen your pelvic floor. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
You're not going hog wild and running crazy distances or insane sprints, or you're going to be 5 months pregnant. You're not, right. You're not 9 months pregnant. 5 months, you'll probably just start to show.
Yeah.
When Heidi had 5 months, I was like, oh, look at you. I guess you are pregnant. Because, I mean, it's like you may, is this your first? It sounds like it's your first, my guess is.
Yeah.
It's generally women who are on their second or third pop a little sooner. The first one, you're like, are you sure you're pregnant? You peed on the stick, went to the doctor. Like, you 5 months, you'll know. But it's not, you're not going to be, oh my God, my belt. No way. No, mm-hmm. No.
Right.
No. You're not, if you were running a marathon, I'd be like, no, buddy, it's just not a good idea. It's not a good idea when you're not pregnant. You know, that's also another good rule of thumb that I try to, a lot of these things aren't a good idea when you're not pregnant. So, kind of doubly not a good idea when you are. But no, you don't. No. As soon as I have a copy, I'm going to send you a copy. I'm going to get your Manus. Get me your information.
I will, for
sure. And get you your information. There's a whole exercise regimen in there specifically with exercises to strengthen your pelvic floor.
Awesome. Can I ask you one more question?
Yeah.
So I'm working with a personal trainer a couple times a week. And I've obviously told him that I'm pregnant. But do you have any just general guidelines for, like, what I should be avoiding in terms of weightlifting or, the strength training, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
And or things that I should, or...
Again, I'm going to play it safe here. And there are people, there are the Instagrammers that are like, I back squatted 200 pounds. And, we've all seen it. It's possible, but it's not advantageous. So, obviously, that the hormones are making your body more hypermobile, right? Because we're preparing for your freaking body to expand and literally, the hips to open up and you're going to have a freaking kiddo. So, you want to be careful with any sort of explosive exercise. So, like, it's not the time for Olympic lifts. It's not the time for jump training. It's not the time for sprints or HIIT intervals. It's not the time. It's just not. It just is not advantageous. You don't want to be doing crunches. You don't want to be pressing load bearing large amounts of weight up above and over your head. You don't want, you want to be careful. You don't want to be doing any devices in the gym that or balance devices, which again, I personally don't like. I prefer that people get unstable on a stable platform. So, for example, a push up into a bird dog, but you don't want to be on a BOSU ball because and a lot of women are like, well, my balance was fine during my pregnancy. But what happens is that as you get bigger, it's disorienting. Yeah. It can throw off your center of gravity. You don't want to overheat. That's important. Very important you stay cool. Very important that you stay hydrated. Very important you maintain the same level of fitness. But in truth, it's about sort of that sweet spot. And you don't really want to overdo it. You don't.
Right.
I personally would say, and again, it depends on your intensity. If your intensity is low, then you can do a longer duration. But I kind of advocate for no more than 5 hours a week max. And that's not, and remember, that's not crazy intensity. It's not the time to overdo it. It's about being smart and strategic with your fitness.
Yeah.
And making sure that you're resting. Making sure you're getting your rest. Making sure you're getting proper nutrition. Making sure that you want to remove as many of the chemicals in your environment as you possibly can for obvious reasons. But proper nutrition is going to help your recovery from fitness, because at the end of the day, you know, fitness is still stressful on the system. So you also want to make sure that you're eating at regular intervals, you're keeping your energy levels up, and if you notice anything where you're like, ooh, you know, oh, I don't feel well, or any, you know, I'm dizzy, I have their blood, or contract, you know, you call the doctor immediately.
Right. Yeah. No, definitely. Yeah. Now that my food aversions are gone, I can start eating better. There was like a week or two that all I could stomach were carbs. like protein was just not happening. Like a lot of things were just not even on the board. But now I'm getting back into eating healthier again. So.
The second trimester is sort of like the honeymoon of pregnancy. Because it's, you know, a lot of that stuff from the first trimester abates. A lot of the exhaustion, a lot of the nausea. And then the third trimester is, well, it wasn't a picnic for Heidi, which I write about. You know, every woman has different experiences with it. But, you know, she was ready for him to come out. She was like, all right.
I mean, we're like literally creating a human.
Yeah. She, at about 8 months, she was like, oh my God. She was peeing every 5 seconds. She had a foot in her rib cage that was driving her crazy. She couldn't sleep. She had restless leg. But, you know, it's only 3 months. And you know what? You're creating a baby. That's exactly right. And it's,
the benefit is worth it.
It's so, so worth it, which was easy for me to say because I was cheering from the sidelines, but I promise you that the first time she saw our son, she would have been pregnant for a decade if that's what it took for him to be born. Yeah. So, but you know, you are literally, honestly, you are doing, don't worry about the running. You're not doing anything that's crazy or, dangerous or anything like that. And the fact that you're sticking with your exercise regimen is fantastic, and the benefits are huge, buddy. Huge.
Yeah, at the very least, I'm trying to walk at least 30 minutes a day. At the very least, just to keep myself active for as long as I can.
So. That's perfect. And just remember, it's proper gear, nice, safe, cool workout environment. Don't allow your body temperature to get above 102. Stay hydrated. Yeah, a safe level of exercise intensity. So you're going to follow that Borg scale, and I'll send you a copy of the book, but it's like, don't go above, don't go more intense. Don't train more intensely than you were training prior. Okay. Frequency and duration. Don't overdo it. 3 to 5 times a week, 30 to 60 minutes, 60 minutes being max.
Right.
Okay. And nothing dangerous for obvious reasons, nothing where you're going to take a fall. So this is not the time for horseback riding, gymnastics, soccer. You know what I mean?
Definitely not.
Hydrate.
Yeah, definitely.
Warm up, cool down, proper nutrition, and you will be absolutely fine. Absolutely fine. I'm excited for you. I'm very excited,
Manis. I'm very excited. I've wanted to be a mom since I was too young to be a mom, so I'm really excited for this point in my life.
I think Jillian is a great name. Just so.
So when I got Genesis' email this morning, I proposed that to my husband.
That's very
especially
sweet.
For
like,
boys.
Right?
For boys, it just gives them a sensitive side, you know?
Oh, God.
I'm super excited for you. Keep us posted, and Janice will get your information. As soon as I get my freaking first copy, I will get you a book out ASAP.
Cool. Thanks,
wonderful.
Amanda.
Thank you so much.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Carbonated water, is it as good as at hydration as flat?
I just got back from Cuba, and they were always asking...
Cuba?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me that?
I don't know. They ask you, do you want flat or gas?
Well, what, gas?
Flat or
how
gas?
How is Cuba?
Gas water. Yeah. I spent 7 nights in Havana.
That's a long time to be in Havana.
We were booked for 10. We came home early.
Yeah.
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 Because we quickly realized
that.
Not
a lot to do there, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
I could have told you that, honey.
I was along for the ride. I said to my friends, F it. You guys book it.
Yeah,
I got stuff I'm doing now.
It's a long time for Havana.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a mistake.
Yeah. Well, how was the first few days?
The first night, we obviously overdid it. We got there and got incredibly drunk. The rum was cheap.
Yeah, good.
I cut my hand pretty deep.
What happened?
I was climbing this wall that wasn't stable, and it broke. And
what
my
is it? What is it? Castro's Palace?
You're like Ryan Lochte. Getting into trouble.
I grabbed a sharp metal thing, and it sliced into my hand.
That
and
is bad.
It
did you get a tetanus shot?
When I got back, I did. Okay. It could have used a stitch or two, but I didn't get it because I didn't want to get stitches in Cuba.
No.
Apparently, the medical system's fantastic, just so you know.
I don't know. I saw
socialism. Who knows?
I saw a couple hospitals, when we were walking around.
Oh.
From the outside, they look like complete shit.
Yeah,
everything looks like it's all dilapidated.
Yeah, I hear you.
The food was bland. Rice and beans, chicken and pork.
Yeah.
Bland food. The weather was really hot, 100% humidity, and it rained a lot.
Yeah, a lot of my friends didn't like Cuba.
It was gorgeous. Like, there are plants everywhere, and old Havana was, like, very European-influenced, very nice architecture, but everybody wants something from you.
My friend Cynthia was like, I had wanted to go. She was like, Jill, there's nothing there. Yeah, when they opened it up, you know, and she was like, she's like, you'll hate it.
Might as well
Canadians
go to like
have been going
else.
For years.
She's Canadian. Yeah, oh my God, it's Canadian.
Go to somewhere else, and it's another island.
Yeah, she was like, you won't. She goes 2 days max.
I wish I knew that.
Yeah.
Because the money I spent there could have gone to Europe for 2 weeks.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah.
But now that Americans are allowed in, I've heard is that the Americans are going to put in like the 5-star hotels.
Well,
they're going to un-Cuba.
She said there's no like, she's like, it's just kind of whatever. I was like, come on, no, it's Cuba. She's like, no, it's whatever.
Check this out,
I heard
though.
That.
They're very progressive thinking. Like, okay, so out of the 16, I guess, territories or whatever, I was told, I didn't do my research to double check, but I was told that 10 of the 16 people that, I guess, govern or run the territories
are homos.
Women.
Even better.
Wow.
And they view women as stronger than men there.
Stop it!
And
they're
very accepting of gay and the trans culture. There's a lot of trannies, ton of trannies.
Really?
And some of the bars I went to had gay flags flying outside, had like tranny shows.
That's very, stereotypically speaking, the Latino community is not totally pro- homo.
And you would think Cuba would be kept
down.
Well,
the religion's a big part of it. Is there anything good about, like, Cuba-ish about this story? Or, like, you know, like Midnight Run? Or what's that drug smuggling?
Midnight Run.
That's Colombia. That was Turkey. And then Colombia was Escobar.
Which one are you thinking of?
I don't know, just drugs and...
Miami Vice?
No, just anything, like... fun, you know, just like
the rum was cheap.
Drank rum. Rum here.
Cigars were cheap.
Cheap here.
Oh, we visited the synagogue.
That's exactly what I was looking for.
There's pictures of Fidel like in there lighting the menorah, wearing a yarmulke and stuff. I don't know
really?
If it was. Yeah.
He's a Jew?
No, but I found out one of the only ways to get out of Cuba is if you're Cuban, is this to make Aliyah and like move to Israel.
Oh.
And so they'll let you move to Israel.
Oh, to the homeland.
Yeah. Huh.
I didn't know there was Jewish people in Cuba.
There were 15,000 before Castro, and now there's 1,200.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
But they're...
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, what is... the difference between sparkling water and flat. I had this segment teed up, and I thought I let Jake take it because I thought it was going to go somewhere.
Oh, my God.
They offered me sparkling and flat water.
But yeah. It went back to sort of like a genocide situation, which is depressing. And mm-hmm. I'm allowed to say that. You know why? Because my grandmother was an Austrian Jew who ran from the Nazis. So in truth, I think that I am more offended than anyone in this room about that. There's a verse about me in one of these holy books that I'm the devil. My dad was full-blown Arab. My mom's mom was an Austrian Jew. My mom's dad was Sicilian. And then my stepmother is Mexican and Venezuelan. So my brother and sister are a quarter Mexican, quarter Venezuelan, half Arab. But an Arab Jew. How? But I'm neither. I mean, but like, we don't have a religion, but like my dad's family was Arabic. Wow. Yeah. His mother was Syrian. His father, well, we actually think he was Greek, but they came through Lebanon. They were Greek Orthodox, and his name was Makarios. I think they were from Cyprus. But they came from Greece to Lebanon to the States. So, like, I'm half Arab. I'm full-blown, like, a Syrian Jewish lesbian. I don't get any prizes for that. No.
Yeah, I'm not sure what... Oh, no. I'm sure you do, but I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
No. Anyway, sparkling water will hydrate you. Just as well as flat.
Wow. You know what I love about our show? Is we always come around.
Did you get the point? Did you get the point? Is there a takeaway there for you?
Absolutely.
Well, then what else do you need?
You know what, Jillian, you're a...
I mean, do you need to know the makeup of the water? I mean, is that necessary? Because I can explain that to you, Manus.
No, I think I'm just glad we found our way back.
Yeah, it's rumored not to hydrate, but that's not the truth. Yeah, the sparkling comes from carbon dioxide. But that doesn't prevent your body from absorbing moisture, Janice. And this comes from a hydration expert at the University of South Carolina who happens to be a PhD. And in fact, Manus, one study found that after an intense workout, carbonated water replaced participants' fluid just as well as still.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Is it bad for your teeth? You'd have to drink an obscene amount. No. Ah. Will it add inches to your middle? Not if it's just carbonated water. Although... some of the bubbles might make you a little gassy. Can it give you heartburn? Well, if you're already prone to heartburn, you might want to stick with the plain stuff around meals, because evidence suggests that bubbles may aggravate pre-existing reflex issues by lowering the opening of the esophagus, making it easier for acid to creep up your gullet.
Wow.
Yeah. But all you really need to know is that, yes, it will hydrate you. Can't store your water consumption. Oh, because Jake's was thrilling. I mean... pfft. Don't forget, email us your questions with your phone number to JillianPodcast@gmail.com. We want to talk to you.